looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody hang up, is 866-444-3478. We do have the new mystery photograph up now. And I had forgotten that the way I shot the photograph was from a distance, and then I cropped it some, so it's not the greatest quality in the world. It does relate to some other publications we've done recently. It is a shade tree. I'll give you a little tip there for it. So if you're interested in guessing what the mystery plant is, you can win one of our natural organic certification courses, our online course on landscaping and gardening. And you just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or call me on the show and identify it to win. To learn about the course, just go to dirtdoctor.com. It's right there on the home page for you. Let's see, what else need to talk about? There is an advertiser that I wanted to mention for you because it's really special and really cool. They've been with us for a while now. It's one of the things that is unusual in its category. It's a natural feed company. It's called Texas Natural Feeds. They will ship, and you can find a store that's near you in your area by giving them a call. I'll give you a telephone number. They also have a website. It's TexasNaturalFeeds.com. And we're talking about, poultry feeds, sheep, goat, pig, rabbit feeds, all across the board. Really high quality, clean, super high quality ingredients. I'm very impressed with what they do. Their telephone number, if you want to call and chat with them, is 254-829-1317, Texas Natural Feeds, 254-829-1317. Website, easy way to go to, is TexasNaturalFeeds.com. And those of you in other states, and we've had people in a lot of other states take a look at this, don't let the Texas fool you. It's just where they're located, but they ship and can help you wherever you are in the country, both stores and individuals. So check it out. Let's get back to the phones. It seems like there was one other thing I needed to still clean up for you. Let's see what it was. Just real quickly, the other ways of getting free information from us, you can pay a little bit and go to the Organic Club of America, and that's where you get the benefits, which is seed from my garden and things like that. Some of the videos that are available only to the club, for some period of time before they go up public. The one that's there now is the one on me showing how to use hand tools to expose the flares of trees. The TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, is our nonprofit. That's where that's who's behind the online gardening and landscaping course. The newsletter is free. We've got about 110,000 people taking it now. All my books, all 15 books or so, I lost count, are available. Information's available on our website and tells you how to get them. Basically, they're available at the few bookstores that are still around out there. And of course, Amazon.com and those kind of mail order places. Some of the retail garden centers are still handling the ones that sell organic products is where you'd have the best luck there. We got a bunch of YouTube stuff. Check it out online. On dirtdoctor.com, the library of information is where everything is listed alphabetically, and you can find things about plants, insects, products, techniques, all that sort of thing. So hopefully we'll give you all kinds of different ways. And then listening to the show, I probably ought to cover that real quickly. You can listen to the local radio station that carries the show, Dirt Doctor Radio. You can listen to, and there's 3 hours total of production every week. You can listen to the live streaming of those 3 hours on dirtdoctor.com. You can listen to podcasts whenever you feel like it. And you can listen to the Dirt Doctor app. And it's running 24/7. It's got my shows and Marty Whittakin's shows both on there. And the telephone number to call the show is 866-444-3478. Bill, listening on WGMD, by the way, in Millboro, Delaware, next up. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Garrett?
Doing well. How about you?
Pretty good. I was walking by. I have your radio station on there.
Good.
And I heard you talk about you were looking for like a round-type chisel.
Uh-huh.
The best place you can probably look for that is you look for Lay's chisels.
Lay's?
Yeah, you know, like for making baseball bats and spindles.
Okay.
Those type of chisels, they all have every size you want and shape.
And a rounded tip on rather than square?
They all have rounded, bevel, they have them all. That would be the easiest and best place to probably find those.
Okay, I appreciate that tip.
All right. Appreciate it. Hey. Continue listening to the show.
Okay, thanks for calling. I really appreciate the help. Thanks, Bill.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Good. I'll get me some of those for sure. Rick in Tarrant County. Next up. Hey, Rick.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Garrett.
What's going on?
I'd like to get your opinion on all these low chill hour fruit trees that, you know, A&M is coming out with and a lot of other folks. I'm assuming that they're genetically modified. What is your, can you share your thoughts about, you know, for example, you know, cherry trees, they're normally 800-900 chill hours. They're coming out with 400 chill hour cherry trees now.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Don't have a lot of experience yet. I don't know whether they're genetically modified to get to that point or not. Have you read about them and saw that that was indicated?
No, that's the thing. I haven't found any indication.
I would be surprised if that's the case. They're probably just doing some crossbreeding, which is fine. I mean, that's totally different than this genetic modification where you're, you know, putting an animal into a plant and animal gene into a plant and that sort of thing. So I will make a note of it and look into it more, but it probably is not a problem from that standpoint.
All right. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Oh, sure. You bet.
I've got a couple of kefir pears that they look like they might start be getting the blight. And I've put 3 applications of sick tree treatment. These are 2-year-old pears.
Okay.
So they're rather young. In raised beds that are about 8 to 10 inches tall. I'm slow dripping about 5 gallons of water every day on them. But, you know, foliar spray, agar juice. Can I do more? You know, I've got some... I got some horse manure that's not quite seasoned yet. Can I top dress over top of the beds there? And I don't want to lose these trees.
Well, you got all kind of things going on here, Rick, that we need to talk about. The first thing is watering every day is a bad program.
Okay.
You need to figure out a way where you can cut back and have some space between watering so you can pulse the moisture in the soil. You want moisture, but you want the moisture to be going away, because when the moisture goes away, that means that air and oxygen is entering the soil. And then when the water goes in, it's pushing that air and oxygen out of the soil. You see what I mean? And that's what you want to have. That's the natural way that if you keep the roots of a tree, a pear tree or any kind of tree, wet all the time, one, mycorrhizal fungus is not going to develop. Two, you're going to set up a situation where the pathogens can get a foothold easier. So change your watering regime. Drip irrigation is fine on trees if you're watching where the water's going and making sure it's going where you want it to go. I tend to prefer to water above ground so I can see exactly where it's going. But however you do it, you need to not be watering on a daily basis, unless it's a kiwi that requires so much water. You may have heard me talk about that early in the show. The other thing is, if you do have blight, fire blight showing up on your pears, the tool to stop it in its tracks is hydrogen peroxide. And if you'll mix the hydrogen peroxide with the Garrett juice when you spray, it'll stop it no matter what time of the year it is, as opposed to the other kind of fire blight treatments. Well, you're really breaking up. Let me talk to you off the air. Something's happened to our connection there, and I need to run anyway. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Bill and I, the last caller, were talking off the air, I think it was Bill, about the rate to use for hydrogen peroxide when you have fire blight on a pear tree or something like that, a bacterial disease. Hydrogen peroxide is especially effective. What you want to have is what comes out of your sprayer to be somewhere between 1 and 1.5% hydrogen peroxide. I mix it with Garrett juice. You know, you can mix it with water and spray just hydrogen peroxide if you want to, but I figure that while you're spraying something, you might as well get some foliar feeding benefit by adding the compost tea or the whole Garrett juice formula. So that's the easiest way to think of it, is that the spray that's coming out and hitting the plant needs to be about 1 to 1.5% hydrogen peroxide. The stuff at the grocery store is 3%, so if you mix it 50-50 with your Garrett juice ready to spray Garrett juice or with water, that gets you pretty close to that. Also, we have an entry on dirtdoctor.com in the library where we cover all the different concentrations of hydrogen peroxide and all the different mixing rates that we recommend for treating koi ponds, swimming pools, cuts and scrapes, mustard algae in swimming pools, diseases on plants, all that kind of thing. Let's see, what was the other thing to tell you? That's basically it. I think everything on hydrogen peroxide will be there for you. Let's see whose turn it is. Garlic Mike's turn in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Well, sir, was going to drop a hint about those lathe chisels myself. Some of those for big, like table legs and baseball bats, like he was mentioning, they've got like a foot and a half long handle and just an infinite variety of head shapes.
Yeah, I did. I was going to bring this up myself. I did a quick search, and a site called Hatchets and Axes comes up, which have the Pulaski axe, hoe, pick. It says Pulaski Axe, Hoe, Pick, Axe. U.S.
Sounds like a good one, doesn't it?
USFS approved. It's almost $100. It must be a good one. Some of the other sites I was looking at, the cost is over $100. So I think somebody else sent me a connection to that same kind of thing where it has a Maddox and on one side and a hatchet on the other. I still kind of like the one that's just the mattock. The feel of it is better to me, but these are probably very beneficial as well.
Do you have a picture of your tool on the website somewhere?
Yeah, I do. If you, you're a member of the Organic Club of America, so you can look at that video and see it there. It's also in the library under that same thing, and instead of the video, it's just still photographs, and it shows it there. It was made for me by a listener years ago. I had two different ones made, and how it all happened and where they are now, I don't have any idea, but that's kind of as far as it went.
Well, the other thing I wanted to know, using zeolite around chicken coops and for odor control and stuff, because a lot of people are keeping chickens in their backyard. Now that's becoming an issue.
Sure.
With the movable coops, they can move the coop to a new area, but treating that old area, and especially if the chickens still have access to it, is there any problem with them having access to the zeolite on the ground? And what kind of rates of application per, say, 100 square feet would you use?
Not only is it not a problem, but it would be beneficial for them to eat a little zeolite from time to time. It helps with internal kind of things. It's kind of like eating natural diatomaceous earth. It has some of the natural worming abilities and can take some toxins out of the body. So it wouldn't hurt them at all. What I'd do is just throw it out like a light fertilizer application in an area where the chickens have been, and it pretty much will suck up the ammonia and take the odor away post haste right now.
Something around a pound or two per 100 square feet, maybe less?
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. Just kind of a light broadcasting out by hand. I don't think that putting out more than that would be harmful, but you just wouldn't need to do it to absorb the odor and eliminate the problem.
Yeah, these are mostly for backyards, for small urban coops, stuff like that.
No, I think that'd be great, and it'll help the grass grow back in those areas as well. I guess at some point, if you did it over and over and over and over again, you know, real heavy, you might develop a little bit of a chemistry problem in the soil. The zeolite has an incredible ability to grab and hold on to things that are in excess, though, so it shouldn't really ever be a problem.
And the way I understand it works from, I read about it in fish aquariums where they'll put a big rock in there and it'll turn black. You take it out, put it in the sunshine, the ultraviolet light releases everything. It turns white again. You can use it over and over. So
it recharges the rock. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. So if you had it in the yard in the sunshine, you wouldn't need but one good application, and it would work for, an extended period of time, as I understand it. And you just, considering you're moving the coop around to different parts of the yard, you wouldn't really be treating one area over and over. It would just be spot treatments, kind of what I'm thinking.
Theoretically, that would be the case, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
I just had an aquarium that I just put hydrogen peroxide, a whole quart in a 10-gallon aquarium, and let it run for a couple of days before I put some new fish in, and boy, it just cleaned up the water beautifully. It was really a simple way to go. So that's another way. And zeolite used in the aquarium is what I was thinking about. We'll do the same thing, but from time to time, you have to pull them out of the aquarium and recharge them with sunlight. Thanks. Got to run.
Thanks, Doug.
Talk to you later. Garlic Mike, I'll be back right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com
and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's get back to the phones. Neil in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
I got several things for you. I had a question that was spurred by your conversation with the previous fellow about my fish tank. I've got about 110-gallon metal tub outside that I use for goldfish.
Okay.
Have to clean the filter out about once a week, and I've always done it in an area where I think that you know I can get some benefit to the plants from what's in the filter.
Yeah, that's a good for.
And I wonder if there's any if there's anything to that, if it would be maybe beneficial for me to actually save that stuff that comes out of the filter and broadcast it.
Yeah, you can broadcast it on food crops, on landscape. You can mix it into the compost. It's a wonderful fertilizer, absolutely.
Okay, good.
You bet.
Crepe myrtle question, mm-hmm. and I apologize for this because I'm sure you've heard it and had to deal with it a million times, but I just noticed this morning one out of five of the Natchez crepe myrtles that I've got along the wall in the backyard has black soot on it, and then some white mildew around the nodule where the leaf meets the stem.
Mm-hmm.
What's the easiest way to deal with that?
Well, you probably have some, besides the powdery mildew and sooty mold, you probably have scale insects on there and or aphids causing that to begin with. The solution to it is the sick tree treatment, Neil, which means to do the whole procedure. And the first step of it is to dramatically expose the flare, the base of the plant. I I just rarely run into a crepe myrtle that has been exposed enough. So
okay.
Dramatically expose it. Be careful doing it if you do it yourself with hand tools and everything. The bark, especially when it's moist and under the soil, is extremely delicate and easy to hurt. So you do it with brushes. That video that I did that's in the members area shows in detail how I do it. But basically what it is you do it just very slowly and very carefully. Work it with a hand tool like a chisel or a hori hori knife, you know, the Japanese gardening knife, with the concave part of it facing up. You just stab in the soil a little bit at a time and take a blower, blow the loose soil out, or rake it out with a stiff brush like a horse brush.
Would a pressure washer be too harsh?
A pressure washer is okay. I've exposed some flares with pressure washers, and I've moved some trees bare-rooted with the pressure washer, but it's just so messy. Thing to do. Some of the professional tree guys, one of the guys in the country that moves the biggest trees of anybody in the country, uses, instead of an air spade, he uses an air knife. And the air knife, one of the designs, has water that blows with the air. So it can be done. But one is the water blasting. If you're not careful, you can damage the flare easier than with the air. This weird deal. So you have to be careful about that. And then the second thing is just the messiness of having to deal with the muddy water and everything, you know. But yeah,
well, these are not huge diameter trees, and they've only been in place about a year and a half. What about if I just wet the entire root zone and tried to pry it up from underneath?
You're going to do a little damage, but it would be okay probably. If you do it, I probably would wait and do it in the fall.
Okay.
If they're not all that big and not all that deep, I'd just expose the surface and leave them alone, because you are going to hurt some of the roots by moving them that have already tried to, you know, get established.
Well, I called you a couple of weeks ago about a tropical hibiscus that I was wanting to root divide.
Uh-huh.
And I went on and did it, and I used a cordless reciprocal saw to cut it into four plants.
Okay.
And they're all doing fine. They suffered for about the first week or so, dropped a lot of leaves, but they're doing great now.
Okay, good, good.
One of my neighbors has a whole bunch of trees that they wanted to get rid of. They are vitex and wax myrtle.
Uh-huh.
And I told them I would come get them all sight unseen. And now that I'm here and have been for a week, they're huge. And I'm struggling with it. And the vitex, surprisingly to me, seem to suffer the worst at being moved in the heat.
Yeah, that's a tough time to do either one of those. The wax myrtle is not a very tough tree to begin with, and both of them are going to suffer when you're moving them in strong heat like that. It would be better to wait till fall, but you've already done it, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, they're in the midst of a redo on their landscape, and they want to get them out now. So I'm wondering, am I wasting my time, or are they just going to die anyway?
Well, if you move them real fast and you water them in real well and add Garrett juice as a root stimulator, I'd say you'd have a 50-60% chance of keeping them alive. It's going to stress the heck out of them. There's no doubt about that. But doing it at this time of the year, there are certain plants you can move in the middle of the summer. Magnolias, for one, they go completely dormant in the summer, and you can move them. They won't bat an eye. But plants like you're talking about that are already have a little bit of delicacy to them, that's not the best time to do it. But give it a try. You know, they're going to die anyway. So,
right.
All right. Okay. And let me know.
Thanks a lot.
Take some pictures. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Let's see what's up with Elaine in Grayford, Texas. Hey, Elaine.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. I spoke with you last week towards the end of the show and told you that I had a bug. I said it was semi-shield shaped on tomatoes, and we'd also seen it on the peaches. And I sent you pictures. I don't know if you got them. I've not been real good about checking my email.
I got a picture from somebody. I think it was on a tomato, and it was a leaf-footed bug. It's like a long stink bug. Is that what they look like? Elaine. Elaine just crashed and burned for some reason, Mary Rose, and it shows it locked, which is very strange. See if you can find her again. We'll get back with her in a second. Doris in Ovilla next up. Hello, Doris.
Hi, Howard. I have a problem with my Meyer lemon trees, or rather bushes. They're not doing anything. They're looking kind of sad lately in this heat.
Holy cow. Mary Rose, are you pushing the wrong buttons in there? We lost her. Meyer lemon in pots, tough weather for pots. Just be very careful about your watering. Maybe water a little bit more. Use the Garrett juice as a drench, maybe diluted just a little bit, and some light foliar feeding during the cool part of the day. I would also, in potted plants where you're having trouble with the moisture level, add some volcanic material, some lava sand to the soil. And one thing that Judy and I have been doing and having really good luck with is using black gravel as the mulch in our pots that are out in pretty much the full sun, our only full sun part of the garden. So give that a shot. Well, let's see. Is Elaine back? Is she there? Mary Rose, are you talking to Elaine? I can't tell what she's doing. Danny, Bosque County, what's up?
Hey, Howard. So with fire ants, I love putting molasses in, you know, in your Garrett juice and everything. Is that too dilute to call in fire ants, I hope?
Too dilute to call in fire ants?
Yeah, just the molasses.
You mean
just the sugar?
You're afraid it would attract them?
Yeah.
No, it won't attract them at all. If anything, it'll run them off.
Okay. Well,
if you piled the molasses in a pile, it would probably attract ants. When you're using it as a drench and you're broadcasting it all over, it's antagonistic as heck to the ants. That's why it works so well to get rid of fire ants.
Oh, well, good. Like I said, I was just thinking sugar and ants. And, you know, because I use like the burr rabbit or some sort of an organic liquid that I kind of dilute when I make my Garrett juice.
No, that's no problem at all in most cases. Now, there could be a strange situation where they decide that they like it and it becomes a problem, but rarely have I seen that.
So more than likely they're coming in because of the soft soil, right?
Yeah, or something else. Yeah, if they continue to be a problem, just add some vinegar, stronger vinegar to it, or, you know, you can kill them with spinosad or something like that, a little orange oil, something like that if you need to. But generally the molasses won't encourage them to come in.
A new topic, Howard. I've got some ornamental gingers. They've been so pretty. They've been doing great all year long. Now that it's hot, they're starting to kind of get brown leaves. Just keep watering them and keep them a dilute Garrett juice, and hopefully they're going to stay and come out next year.
Yeah, they love water. They really like things on the moist side, so just be careful during this really hot period of time. They'll come back for you probably without any trouble at all. I'd mulch them pretty good for the winter in case they're on the tender side, and they'll be fine.
Good deal, Howard.
Okay.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Danny.
Enjoy your show always. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You, buddy. It looks like Elaine is back. Let's see if she is. Elaine, you there?
I'm here.
Sorry about that. Whatever happened. Did you hear what I said? I got a photograph from somebody, and it might have been you, of a leaf-footed bug. It looks like an extended stink bug.
And I don't know. I guess kind of. Okay. I did send you two pictures, so it very well could have been that one. To me, in looking at the pictures that I took, it almost looks like the shape of a box elder bug.
Yeah, that's a leaf-footed bug. It does give
okay.
you that little bit of a look. It's a tough one. They've been bad this year, and that's why I thought that's probably what it was. It has been – I've seen more of them. I've had more calls about them than normal. That's the one where you want to get that spinosad soap product.
Okay.
Or use your spinosad product that you have and use the soap. And one of the things I talked about off the air, and I can't remember if I put it on the air or not, you would mix the soap at the label directions like you're using it by itself and mix it together with the spinosad. Or if you use your own Dawn or Lemon Joy or something like that, use about a tablespoon of the liquid soap per mixture of Garrett juice or water, whatever, or spinosad, whatever you're using to spray. In other words, what finally goes on the plant would be soap at about one tablespoon per gallon.
Okay, and I want to spray it directly on those bugs?
If you can hit them. You can also suck them up a lot of times with a little hand vacuum cleaner. They don't move around all that fast.
Oh, these guys move fast.
Okay. All right. Well, double check. That's what we're talking about, but I think that'll do it. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now 800-705-6006.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back. Here's Barbara joining us from Fort Worth, Texas, listening on 660. Hi, Barbara.
Yes, I have a huge magnolia tree in the front yard.
Good.
And they always blow the leaves under the tree, and I want to keep most of them from under the tree, and my brother wants them about 8 inches deep to hold the moisture, but I think that's too much. What is your opinion?
That's kind of a toss-up call, Barbara. The trees, the magnolia leaves don't break down very fast, and that's why you get such a buildup of them. The magnolia roots tend to, you know, if you have a nice big exposed flower, which you probably do if it's a big, healthy-looking tree, you also know that the roots, the flower extends way out, and even the roots are exposed. Having some of the leaves under there is obviously very natural, and what would happen if it was just growing without anybody being around at all. But the aesthetics, you know, are part of the decision here. I don't think there's a big horticultural question here. I think it's more of a an aesthetic question. It might be best if you consider this. Putting the leaves, pulling the leaves out and running over them with a mower and grinding them into smaller pieces and then throwing that material back, not on the flare, but on the kind of as the
around the base of the tree.
Yeah, out at the drip line and elsewhere, and then it won't look quite so messy to you. That's probably what your biggest problem is.
Another huge problem. There are mosquitoes in my house, and I don't know how to get rid of them. I have to wear a long sleeve shirt, pants, and keep a fan going.
Mosquitoes are something, I tell you, aren't they? You can spray and kill them with orange oil, with hydrogen peroxide. They're really delicate and easy to kill with anything. But the other thing is just be very careful about leaving doors open and letting them get in the house. In the first place, because once they get in there, they seem to kind of like it. But spraying with orange oil or something like that is about all I could recommend to you.
Or hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide will kill them. You can vacuum them up with a little hand vacs, things like that. But it's just being very careful when you're in and out of doors because they're opportunistic and they hang around. And you might spray out around the doors on the outside with the same kind of things that we're talking about. We just treated the other day with the liquid BTI. Fogged it all over our whole place. That's the other thing you can do to try to help keep
them
away.
That's on the exterior.
On the exterior. But if you keep them knocked down as much as possible outside, that's going to help prevent
them
from
getting
in.
Well, there's only one place there's standing water. It's in a drain in front of the garage. And I just add orange oil to it.
Orange oil is fine. The BTI would probably work even better. And you might get a bucket of water and do what we're doing now that's seems to be working pretty well, is put a bucket of water, throw some leaves and grass clippings in it, let it go into a stagnant stage, in other words, state, and then throw a little BTI, mosquito dunks, just a pinch in there on a weekly basis, and you've set up a trap that will attract the mosquitoes. They'll go in and lay their eggs, and the larvae try to emerge. It kills them.
And now I have a fig tree I'm going to have to cut back to have the house roofed. And I'd like to cut some more of the limbs. It's an old tree, and it's the limbs are just too heavy. Some of them are breaking. When is the best time to do the other pruning?
You can do that anytime you want to. I don't think it's critical at all.
Well, I noticed when I picked the figs, right there at where the stem breaks off, there's a little bud.
Where the stem breaks off, there's a bud. Well, that's fine. It's going to form a new shoot where that bud is.
Okay, and then I'll have a new bud next spring?
Yeah, wherever that bud is, if it's alive, it will start to grow, and it'll grow exactly the direction that little bud's pointing.
But see, if I cut the little buds off, will I have new ones next year?
Yeah, you'll have new buds come on. You'll just delay it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then on the magnolia, when is the best time to prune it?
Anytime. It's dormant right now, so you can do it right now if you need to.
The magnolia tree?
Mm-hmm. They go dormant in the middle of the summer.
Oh, okay. I know there's a lot of new growth on it.
Yeah.
It's just no one has ever seen a magnolia this large.
That's good. Send me a picture. Let me run, try to help Doris, but
okay.
Go ahead and prune it right now, okay?
Bye.
All right. Doris in Avila, next up.
Yes, Howard. I've got these two Meyer lemon bushes. They last fruited around the holidays last winter, and they seem to have developed blossoms last spring, but they're all gone, and they're looking pretty sad through the summer.
Yeah, I thought you had called, and we lost you somehow or another.
Yeah, I did.
It's got to be full sun. They've got to have full sun, Doris. Drench with Garrett juice. Spray the plant with Garrett juice. And let it pulse, let it get dry and wet just a little.
Do I need to change a bigger pot?
If you have a bigger pot, it probably would like it better. So if it's not doing well, it might be root bound. Give that a shot. Work some lava sand into the soil and mulch with black gravel. Those are the things that really are giving us the best results with our potted plants.
How about some liquid? I have some powdered humate also.
That's
that
fine. Make it part of the Garrett juice, though. Use the vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with your little citrus. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Thanks, everybody, for being with me today. We've had fun, a lot of good questions and some good tips. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you later.